This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a coronavirus tragedy today in China, where a hotel used to quarantine potential COVID-19 victims has collapsed in the city of Guangzhou. Dozens of people are said to be trapped in the debris. Emergency workers are trying to reach them. 35 of the estimated 70 believed to be housed in the hotel have so far been rescued. It is a cruel piece of news the same day the Chinese National Health Commission said the coronavirus threat in the country seems to be receding. Beijing has confirmed only 99 new infections this weekend. Here in the United States, 21 people on board the Princess cruise ship anchored off San Francisco have tested positive for the virus. Most are crew members. And for now, the vessel is without a port of entry. The AP's Julie Walker has a report.
The Grand Princess was forbidden to dock in San Francisco amid evidence it was a breeding ground for a deadly cluster of more than 10 cases during its previous voyage. One death is linked. Officials want to test everyone aboard and may let the passengers off for quarantine. Yesterday, while touring the CDC, President Trump said he prefers to leave them on the ship.
I would rather, because I like the numbers being where they are. I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship.
But Trump says the decision is up to the experts. In the meantime, they've been airdropping supplies and coronavirus test kits to the cruise ship. I'm Julie Walker.
Elsewhere in the world, other cruise ships are looking for ports as well. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says all nations should make virus containment their top priority. The outbreak has spread to more than 90 countries and has so far claimed more than 3,400 lives. In the U.S., the latest fatalities are in the state of Florida. Two people who had recently traveled abroad have died. They bring the number of known coronavirus deaths in the country to 17, and these were the first on America's East Coast. The Taliban said today its peace agreement with the United States does not alter its claim that the insurgent group's supreme leader is Afghanistan's lawful ruler. From Washington, this is VOA News. With a ceasefire between Russia and Turkey in Syria's Idlib province just a few days old, an outstanding question is what makes this agreement different from so many that have failed over the past 9 years? Reuters correspondent Saraya Ali has a report.
Idlib has been the center of a tug of war in recent weeks, with Moscow and Ankara, which back opposing sides in the war, edging closer to direct confrontation. Shaky ceasefires that bring relative calm have punctuated Syria's 9-year war, but all have collapsed. For this deal, Russia and Turkey have agreed to set up a security corridor along Idlib's main highway and to conduct joint patrols. But many say this isn't enough. It didn't establish a safe zone or say how nearly a million people displaced in the last 3 months could return to their homes.
That was Saraya Ali of Reuters. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Friday's attack that killed more than 30 people in Kabul. It happened at an event marking the death of a minority Shiite political leader and was the first major attack in Afghanistan's capital since the United States signed its peace agreement with the Taliban a week ago. The UN Refugee Agency wants $621 million to assist nearly a million refugees who have fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The situation in the eastern part of the country is particularly serious. The UN Refugee Agency says the humanitarian and security situation there continues to deteriorate. UNHCR spokesman Baba Balar says tens of thousands of new refugees are fleeing for their lives across borders to escape ongoing armed conflict and intercommunal violence.
Since the beginning of 2019, we have seen around 100,000 refugees seeking refuge in the neighboring countries.
Balazs tells VOA the appeal also aims to assist the host countries, which he says struggle to support themselves as well as the thousands of refugees.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. China's defense ministry denies a report that one of its Navy ships fired a laser last month at an American Navy surveillance plane over the Philippine Sea, far to the north and west of the South China Sea, which China claims virtually in its entirety. It's believed that the Chinese have used lasers in violation of international codes and agreements. Beijing did say that on February 17th, a U.S. aircraft had carried out a long period of so-called circling reconnaissance at low altitude, despite repeated warnings from the Chinese side. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.